I remember just a few years ago when I was a freshman in high school, I was careless and almost burned the farmhouse while I was cooking dinner. And with incident, my mother told me a story when I was 5 years old and how I set the rented house on fire and burned everything down. Today, we hear Jesus said, I have come to set the earth on fire, and how I wish it were already blazing. Fire is the issue of today's gospel. What is Jesus talking about? Jesus used the word fire as a symbolic term. It is because in the Old Testament, fire is a symbol of God's presence. Let us take this text from the book of Deuteronomy in Old Testament. The Lord our God is a consuming fire, a jealous God. Thus, fire is the symbol of God present among his people. In the New Testament, fire became a symbol of God cleansing, purification, or transformation of a person to more perfect state. The best symbol, of course, is the Pentecost, the descendant of Holy Spirit in tongues of fire on the apostle, and all of us know the effect of this great event. The apostle transformed from a fearful man into courageous missionary and preacher of the gospel. Jesus has come to bring the kingdom of God to us, and how he wished the kingdom of God were already established everywhere on earth. The fire Jesus came to bring is the fire of love, the fire of hope. Bringing fire to earth, doing anything good, is going to run in opposition of evil. Jesus said, there is a baptism I must still receive, and how great is my distress until it is over. Baptism means going completely under the water. Jesus described the opposition he received as a baptism which would ultimately end in his death. There is a baptism I must receive, and how great is my distress until it is over. The devil exists, so every attempt at good thing is attacked in one or another way. The gospel today said that attempt to do good will automatically cause division. Jesus said a household of five would be divided, three against two and two against three. Well, it could be worse. It could be four against one and one against four. And we all know who that would be, a poor one would be, don't we? The daughter-in-law, of course. It is interesting to note that the gospel does not state that unity is the highest goal. Bringing fire to the earth is the highest goal. standing up for what is right, defending unborn children, working for justice and truth are higher aim than unity. And working for those aims will sometimes cause division. Jesus came to bring fire to the earth, the kingdom of God. As a result, he could receive a baptism of distress. He could be crucified, and there would be division. We can think of many people who had fire in them to do good, and they had to go under baptism of suffering as a result. For example, think of Cardinal Francis Xavier Nguyen Van Thuan, who fire is stand up for justice and peace in Vietnam. As a result, he received 13 years in confined prison in concentration camp. A new saint, Oscar Romero, in 1977, he was Archbishop of the Archdiocese of San Salvador in El Salvador, who spoke out against social injustice and violence amid in the escalation conflict between the military government and the left-wing insurgent. The Archbishop was shot dead during St. Mass. Those are dramatic examples of bringing fire and being baptized and experiencing division. But there are everyday examples closer to us. Thinking of the fire in parents to do their best for their family. Thinking the fire in parents with children on drugs to make sure the problem is solved. Think of the fire in parents who child were abused to make sure that it doesn't happen to any more children. I'm sure we all have some fire in us to do something good for those around us. Maybe some of us have fire to do something more than normal, but we are afraid of baptism or are afraid of the division so that the fire doesn't come to anything. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we must be on fire with love, on fire with zeal to set the world aflame, not to burn the house like I did when I was young, but to fill the world with God's dawning light. And that is why Jesus is full of anguish that the divine love we carry should burn like a blazing fire until it's over and warm and fill the face of the earth.